Back on the Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show, our thanks to the corporate partners, Chinook Wireless, Clock Tower Inn, First Interstate Bank, Pat Bowen, along with the coach, Sarah Schaub, and Jill Trabien. Back with the Volleyball Show right after this.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa Check Card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Back in the Volleyball Show, RBC, Dane Rauscher, Jackets & Company, GM Petroleum, some of the great corporate partners to help Yellow Jacket Athletics, Sarah Schaub. Coach, tough weekend. You talked about it in the paper in the first match, the loss. You almost had them and almost was like points away from a sweep. And then you talked about how tough it is for Game 5, but you hung right in there and almost still got it at the end.
Yeah, we actually played very well against Western Oregon. They are one of the top teams in the conference, and I think they've been continuing to get stronger as the season has gone on. So, you know, traveling and going into their gym, it was, you know, exciting for us because we really wanted to come out strong, and I think we did a good job of coming out and playing the best volleyball that we could, and it was a great match for any spectator that was watching because it was, you know, big hit after big hit after big dig and big dig. So, you know, it was a great game, and we ended up on the short end. You know, game fives are always hard to win, especially when you're in an away situation. They had a lot of fans there, but, you know, I was pleased with how our team played. Obviously, we wanted that win, but, you know, overall, I thought we fought hard.
Then you travel St. Martin's on Saturday. They're lower in the standings, but did you see that as a coach? Did Thursday's, you know, tough match carry over into the way you played Saturday?
I definitely think we were drained from that five-game match a little bit and then went into St. Martin's a little bit lax, I think, on that Saturday game. But, you know, St. Martin's, maybe they're at the bottom of the conference, but they're still a tough team, and that's the good part about the GNAC is that you have to show up for every match because every team puts forth, you know, 100%. And especially when you're on their home court, they were ready to play and they were fired up. And, you know, they came out strong and got us back on our heels right away, and they kept going.
Well, now you got 5 of 8 on the at home finally to close out the year, and the Alaska school is coming up, and a lot of the old players coming back. Talk a little about the weekend coming up.
Yeah, we're excited to see these Alaska schools again on our home turf, where we don't have to travel all the way up there. So we're excited to be home again, and you know, on Saturday we are having our banner raising ceremony to honor the 2006 Heartland Conference champions. So we'll have all the seniors back from last year, and you know, they won that conference championship here in this gym, so it's good to bring them all back here and honor the hard work that they did last year.
And both matches will be at 7 o'clock.
Correct.
So you talked, and then just your comments as, you know, the season winds down here, but a lot of home matches left. What's on your mind as you, almost a month left of volleyball, and hopefully more?
Yeah, I don't know if I really feel like it's winding down yet. I feel like right now after, you know, this past weekend, we got to get going again. So, you know, we're excited for this homestand, and there's a lot of season left to play, and that's what I keep telling my team. We got to play each game hard. If it's the last game or the first game, it doesn't matter who we're playing. We got to play hard.
Coach, thanks for the visit, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Our thanks to Sarah Schaub and the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show. Our thanks to Perkins Restaurants, Orthopedic Surgeons, and St. Vincent Healthcare. When we come back, the sophomore, Jill Trabien, out of Buffalo, right after this on the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show.
Stella's Kitchen and Bakery is Billings' number one choice for fresh muffins, breads, and cinnamon rolls. We also feature great breakfast and lunch specialties that have made Stella's a local legend. Just passing through Billings, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery has partnered with the Best Western Clock Tower Inn to offer college fans special room rates and the best room service in town. Stay at the Best Western Clock Tower Inn and walk to the very best of the Magic City. From shopping and dining to area culture and nightlife, you'll find it all right next to the clock tower.
Back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show, our thanks to Denny Menholt, Chevrolet Hummer, Yellow Book USA, First Interstate Bank, and Clock Tower Inn. And Jill Trabien, the outside hitter, Buffalo. And Jill, talk a little about the seniors and what they mean to you, you know, developing you as you go through this program and what they've meant to the team this year, how important seniors are, I guess, to any sport.
Yeah, well, our seniors, Alicia Casimir and Nicole Cruz, they're really supportive and they always help us out, and they're basically our second coaches. They talk to us a lot during practice and help us out if we're off on hitting or digging or anything. They're always there to help us out.
How fun is the road? It's always more fun to win, but it seems like you guys have a lot of fun. You talk about the videotaping and things like that. Is it not always all business, maybe a chance to get away and relax and enjoy each other?
Yeah, I think so. Like the 5-hour layovers in the airport, it always is a good time for all of us. And being a team and getting to know each other on a personal level always helps out in playing, I think.
What about the best parts? What comes to mind when being a college athlete? We know how I think it's tougher than people give you guys credit for and how much hours you put in. But think about school and athletics. What's what do you enjoy about being a part of college athletics and the MSUB volleyball team?
Well, I think it's always fun to continue a sport. Like you play so hard in high school and you work so hard, and then continuing into college, it's a lot of dedication and it's a lot of work, but it always pays off and it's always fun, and you always happen to get your academics in order, I think, because you have so much more extra time just on trips just to do your homework, but it's a lot of fun.
Talk about volleyball, and we talk about a lot of the student-athletes about this. Did you have to make that choice? At what point did you always know it was going to be volleyball, and if there was going to be any sport for Jill, it was going to be at the next level volleyball, or were there some decisions to be made as you made your way through high school and into college?
You know, as a senior in high school, I knew I wanted to continue my volleyball career because I love the sport and I have the passion for the sport, and it's always been a big part of my life, so I knew I wanted to continue it through college.
Our thanks to orthopedic surgeons, Third Farm Insurance, and Chinook Wireless, the Lady Yellow Jackets volleyball show. What about academics and things like that? What do you like to study? Do you even know what you want to do after college? It's a couple of years off.
Well, yeah, my major so far is sociology, and I'm going to minor in coaching, hopefully. And right now my plans are to become a guidance counselor for high schools. So we'll see where it goes in the next 2 years.
What have you learned from the coach about coaching?
Oh, I've learned a lot. She's a really good coach, and she's helped us out a lot, I think.
What about you kind of tumbled a little bit on the weekend, but where were the mood of the team? A lot of home games left, and I guess you guys are probably excited. As Coach mentioned, a lot of work to do, but the 30 days will come fast. The seniors, their careers winding down. But where are you guys at, like, I guess mentally, as we finish out and, darn it, though, get those road trips out of the way, you only have one left?
Yeah, well, it's kind of the last home stretch, having a lot of home games left. It gives us a lot more energy, and we just want to work harder in practice, and we want to perform our best at home.
What are the Alaska schools? Does the coach one that focus a lot on the opponent, or is it all about you guys? And a lot of coaches' philosophies, we take care of our own things, our own system, we're going to win the match. What about here at MSUB?
Yeah, well, we definitely look at the other team to see their weak points, and then we try to attack those, and we practice those usually the week before, and that's what we're doing right now in practice.
What about the, you guys enjoy the Rocky matches?
Yeah, those are the best. crowd.
You still got another one coming up on the first, on Thursday at home. So, Jill Trabien, thanks for the visit, and good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Okay, Jill Trabien, the outside hitter, the sophomore out of Buffalo and Buffalo High School, now with MSUB, and a lot of volleyball to be played at Altura. Let's get out and support the Lady Yellow Jackets. We'll come back and wrap it up right after this. Thanks for listening to the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show.
Hi, we're your next-door neighbors, Jenny and Jim. We saw you move in and thought we'd come over here and introduce ourselves.
Hey, Jenny, Jim, I'm Vito. Me and my family just moved here from Jersey, to enjoy the fresh air.
Well, big change moving here, huh?
Yeah, we like it, though. People are nice, streets are safe. You can get a wireless phone plan here for 3 cents a minute.
3 cents a minute? I haven't heard of that.
Oh, yeah, Chinook Wireless, based right here in Montana, with plans starting at just 3 cents a minute and local customer service. You can't get that in Jersey.
In Billings, visit our Chinook Wireless store at 904 Main Street, Suite 1 in the Heights, and our store at the corner of 2455 Central Avenue. Chinook Wireless. Expand your horizons.
So what do you do, Vito?
Let's just say I run a family business.
Welcome back, everyone. Just wrapping up another edition of the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show. Our thanks to Clock Tower in First Interstate Bank and Yellow Book USA, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, and Sign Pro. Our much appreciation, Sarah Schaub, the head coach of the Lady Yellow Jackets, and Jill Trabing. Gets to talk to most of the players for the volleyball team. It's been great all season long. We wish them the best coming down here the stretch. As Coach mentioned, a month or so is a lot of volleyball to be played, but when looking at the schedule, you get rid of that long road trip from August to September, and now they've come up with 5 of 8 remaining games at the Alterwoods Gymnasium, and even more than that. It comes up to about 6 of 8 remaining for the Lady Yellow Jackets. So until next time, Pat Boland for Jill Trabing and Sarah Schaub on the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show.